All right, we're going to begin. Everybody is enjoying seeing everybody and having a great time of fellowship. That's very exciting.
Oh, that's all bad.
Thank you all for being here today. As we open our commissioner's court, do we have a volunteer who would open for us in prayer today?
I volunteered Silvio last time. Who do we want to volunteer this time?
Tim Stewart. Come on up.
Thank you, Tim. And also, if you'd lead us in the pledges.
You're welcome.
Let's all stand together.
Wow, Lord. We come before you, Lord, humbly, with goodwill and good intentions, Lord. We pray that you see over Commissioner's Court. Give them the wisdom to make the choices that are pleasing to you. Lord, we ask for the same wisdom for everybody in the room, all the time. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. As we begin, let the record reflect that all of our commissioners are present. We have a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the court agenda?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Commissioner Riley.
We've got a presentation for 249 this morning, if y'all would just give me a few minutes.
Yes.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Marcel Coe, and I'm the current president of the American Public Works Association, Texas Southeast Branch Chapter. I'd like to invite Commissioner Charlie, or Commissioner Riley, to join me here. Apologize for that.
All worse.
So... Commissioner Riley, I am honored to present this award for Project of the Year to you and the Precinct 2 team. APWA uses several criteria when selecting the Project of the Year, including safety performance, good construction practices, benefit to the public, and importance to the community. The 249 Tollway Project excelled in all of these areas. And that is why it was selected the project of the year for the largest category that we recognize, projects over $75 million. We want to thank Commissioner Riley for his support of the project and for delivering a quality project to the public. In addition, we'd like to congratulate the staff at Precinct 2 and Montgomery County Toll Road Authority for their efforts and continued work maintaining and operating the 249 tollway. We believe the magnitude of the benefits of this project will continue to be seen by the public in the distant future. In the short time the tollway has been opened, it has spurred new developments, provided traffic congestion relief, and increased connectivity to Central Texas. Because this project won the award at the state level, it will now move forward to compete on APWA's national stage in 2022. And has the potential of being recognized nationally. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't mean to turn my back on y'all, but I'm going to talk this way for just a minute, if that's okay with y'all.
No worries.
You know, there's no way in the world we did this alone at Precinct 2. When this thing started years ago, we had help from folks down in Harris County. We had help from Chamber of Commerce all over the state of Texas. We had help from other engineering firms. We had help from, I mean, there was people from all over helping us put this project together. And it was a hard project to put together, but it made it worthwhile when we got the thing on the ground. We started building it, and the, to see what this road's done in the first year, a little over a year and a half that it's been open, is just amazing. And again, I can't name all the names of everybody that was helping us and everybody that helped put that project together. I'm going to name a couple, and when I do, I'm going to forget somebody I know. So when I forget somebody, I apologize. But Hafen Associates, Bobby, would you and your group come up here, please? Jones and Carter was there with us. I don't know if anybody, okay? Can you keep up with who's here and who's not? HDR was with us, helped on the project. Anybody else that was on, helped on that project, I, would y'all please just come up?
Like your financial advisor?
Yeah, I'd like to have Terrell for sure.
The guy with money?
The guy that helped for sure put all this together.
Brought the money.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank y'all. So, again, it was a fantastic project. It took a long time to get put together. It took a long time to complete, but it's there now. And it's doing amazing things, and it's going to continue to do amazing things for not only Montgomery County, not only Precinct 2, for the whole county. So, thanks everybody up here. Thank y'all again. Is there anybody that would like to say anything? Speak now, forever hold your peace. I think everybody did a great job, and I do appreciate everybody. So, thank y'all. We do have a video. We'd like to show a video real quick if we could. Thank you all. Then I'd like to get all of my...
Thanks.
I'd like to get my staff up here too. Let's do the staff before we do the video. Joanne, y'all come on. Bruce, Robert, Silvio, Lorinda, Don, would y'all please come up?
Who's going to take a picture?
Mansfield, take a picture.
Got reasons.
Short.
Everybody in?
Okay. Thank you all for everything.
Would you take that back? Thank you. Thank
you. Show the video.
Well,
okay.
Yes, sir.
We're going to show the video real quick, if y'all don't mind. Okay. Thank you all again. From Spall Glass, since I forgot to mention them. I knew I was going to forget somebody. Nobody here from Spall Glass? Okay. Thanks. Thank you all, everybody that was involved in that project. Thank you all very much.
Good job.
Thank you, Commissioner. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, as we move on in our agenda, are there citizens here today who would like to make public comment on anything that is in our consent agenda or on our regular agenda? If it's for some other topic, it would be at the end. If you do speak today, reminder that we give you 3 minutes to speak. If you're going to hand anything to the commissioners, please ask permission to approach the bench. Is there anyone who would care to make any comments today? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Go to the microphone. Go around. Okay. And please identify yourself and your topic.
I'm Nancy Leahy Clark, and I am a citizen in Commissioner Metz's precinct. And I understand from speaking with one of your assistants that some of the issues I'm addressing have been addressed. But those of us who live on the east side of the railroad tracks between 242 and Rayford Sawdust, we're trapped in there. Our only way to get out to the highway is crossing the railroad tracks at on Tamina Road or at Woodson Road. And right now, Tamina Road is a gridlock. It's ridiculous. And trying to get to 242 is also ridiculous. I'd love to see something like what Commissioner Riley did, you know, some miracle like that in our area. And I understand that that Shenandoah has that section of Tamina Road. That road was cleared more than 10 years ago for widening, and it's still right there. People walk in that road. We have heavy trucks. We have cement companies. We have a new 500-home development going on Sleepy Hollow, and we don't have enough road. We already are backed up in there, and we have no stores, no grocery stores. We have no medical facilities in that area. We have no shopping, no movies, no gas stations, nothing. The only way we can get any service is to go to 45, you know, or go totally south, you know, to over to Rayford Sawdust. So we need help. And the 500 homes that are about to be built and the new venue at the end of the road is only going to add to what our problems are. We have cement trucks, sand and gravel trucks going on that road, and we don't have any help for it. I've lived there for 50 years, and we live down on the river, and I've had to live through all kinds of sand and gravel problems and ruts and holes and no services, and it's getting worse, and we really need help. And I hope that you all can help us, because we have so many things in that area. We have White Oak Estates. We have Chateau Woods. We have this new 500-home development. All these people are going to be feeding onto Sleepy Hollow Road, and it will be a safety issue.
That's our timing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Clark. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to make any comments on any of our items on the agenda? If there is none, then let's move forward. Do I have a motion to accept our consent agenda? Are there any modifications? If there are none, do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Gentlemen, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, thank you. Let's move forward then to our open agenda. Our auditor, Rakesh, share with us, please.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Item 10A, consider and approve carryover of FY 2021 unused benefits in an amount not to exceed $400K in order to activate the partial lump sum option at retirement with the TCDRS.
I move. And
second. And we keep a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this? All right, if there is none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much, Rakesh. Under item number 11, grants and community development, I have a legal question concerning that, and so I'd like to move that, Rebecca. We're going to move that to our executive session, and then we'll get back together. Okay? Thank you. All right, Constable Precinct 1.
You know what, Judge, can I, same thing on this Constable Precinct 1, I'd like to talk with the county attorneys about appropriate use of ARPA funds before we address this concern.
Okay, because the appropriate use is on, that is, as you know, on the executive session.
That's what I'm saying, I want to defer this
okay.
to executive.
Okay, well, both those to executive session, then we'll come out, and when it comes to the legal issues, we have to keep that in executive session, so if there's legal questions, for sure. All right, let's move to item number 13, purchasing. Gilbert.
Good morning. This is to consider and approve the award of Project 2201, which is the rebuild of election carts. The low bidder is Texas Fabricators at $84,350.
There was a question on that.
Yes, sir.
I looked at those numbers yesterday, and there's a pretty wide range in between and the next one.
I agree.
If you're good with it, then
we've checked. It's about $190 per cart to fabricate the existing cart or rebuild it.
Did they have specifications on that build?
Yes, everything.
Because, good grief, there's
about $150.
There's a lot of money
difference.
You're good with it, I'm good with it.
We've talked to them. We've talked to Texas Fabricators, and they said they think they've left some money on the table, but they were good with their number.
That was when Gilbert brought it, and we talked about it. With elections, that's the first question that we asked and discussed.
Right.
You gave him drawings and everything, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Photos, drawings of a prototype that was created at elections.
Yeah.
Specifications on what they were supposed to do. They had an opportunity to even look at the prototype and the existing cart, so they were good with the number.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Adult probation.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just to stay up front, this request does involve the request for ARPA funds.
Hold on one sec. Did we need a funding source for that previous item?
No, it's already been designated an up to, isn't it?
Amanda was asking, so I just...
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Amanda was asking.
Did we? No, you have a funding source?
Yes. Election does funding. Oh, that's fine. So this request does involve ARPA funds. I didn't know if you wanted to proceed.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was going to see if we could also move this to executive session. I had a question about state funding legally on this as well. So okay. All at one time.
Tim, but in I think the legal issues need to be discussed. That's all right. We can do that, and then we're going to come back out, and you'll have opportunity to present. Okay, just want to find out what we legally can do and can't do. All right? All right. At this time, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to convene public hearings. Yeah. Precinct 4.
Consider the partial replat of the residue of Restricted Reserve L of Woodlake Village, Section 1, to be known as Harper's Preserve, Section 17 replat. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to conform to a revised land plan and dedicated preservation easements. No objections have been received. The public hearing notice was mailed to the HOA, but the plat is not ready today to be voted on. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right. If there is none, then let's move forward to our executive session. The court resets.
On the executive session on item C, we're going to defer that one before we recess.
Okay, item C in the executive session.
We will not be discussing that.
Okay. All right. Executive session. The court recessed for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072. All right. We shall return. Got it.
All right,
we're going to reconvene and move forward. And there were some items that were brought to executive session to discuss legal issues. And so we're going to bring those back out into the open. Grants and community development. Where's Rebecca? And if you would just tell us what the ask is here, and then we'll decide what we're going to do.
The ask is for $43,227.54 to the account for CV3 and their CDBG entitlement grant.
Okay, and there's
be
a motion.
Be the funding source.
Is there a second?
Contingency will be the funding second. Source.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. And Amanda, we're good with contingency for the place to take it from, correct?
Yes, anticipated contingency sits right now at $198,416.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much. All right, then let's move to item number two, adult probation. Ron, if you'd come up and share with us what's going on.
Thank you. The request is for $84,055 and it's just to fund temporarily two positions for the remainder of this fiscal year to assist with our bond supervision program. The numbers have increased significantly since COVID. We went from 1,800 bond cases to 1.32, but we kind of leveled off at 2,600.
Slow down a little bit. Talk into the microphone.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So what we're seeing, a number of these cases have mental health issues. About 37%.
What kind of issues?
Mental health. About 30% of the jail population on any given day is on a psychotropic med, which means that they've had a mental health diagnosis. We're getting those cases coming out on conditions of bond. All felony cases that come out of jail are on conditions of bond, and they're supervised by the Adult Probation Department. And we have a few misdemeanors, mainly just your second DWIs and your family violence. What we've discovered here is that, and this has nothing to do with our state funds, this is a program completely separate from our probation, our state-funded probation. This is a county function. We do collect fees, however, with the number of indigents, the fee collections are going down, and we need some assistance with these mental health cases, and I think it's a temporary request. As our numbers begin to level off, then we might be able to get a better grip of this. But we're looking for a full-time counselor, counselor, and then a mental health officer that we can train specifically in mental health issues. I have spoken with Constable Cash. They're willing to assist us when we need to go to the homes to meet with these individuals, to get them to court, to monitor their meds, whatever it is we're doing with them. Many of them have electronic monitoring. They have interlock devices in their car, and it's a lot to monitor. And the mental health cases, of course, we need to spend more time with them to get them through the system and keep them from going back into jail, where it's very costly. So this is the request would be, again, through the end of the fiscal year.
And so it would be for a temporary amount of time?
Temporary. At this point, I foresee it as being temporary.
And you're talking about through the end of the fiscal year?
Right.
Which is next September 30th,
right?
And we kind of, the assumption or presumption is that with the COVID delay in the courts, that was no one's fault. It just led to a backlog of number of people out on bond, and the current structure for supervision just isn't there to supervise these. And once these cases start processing through as normal, we'd be able to hopefully get back to a more normal state.
That's what I foresee, correct.
So and the funds you're thinking of from ARPA funds?
I picked ARPA simply because there's been a lot of mental health programs funded out of ARPA, so that's what I was requesting.
That would be the funding source, wouldn't it?
And it helps with the backlog.
Yes.
If court cases, which yes. You can use ARPA funds, so both
Absolutely.
Ways it would work. And then we
cool.
could use either a temp agency or our own resources to help him find the
people that he needs.
Yep.
And they would not be county employees at the time. They'd be temporary.
Okay. So okay. Everybody understand? Do we have a motion to this effect?
We do. Do you have a not to exceed on that contract that you would want with the?
The number would be when what he's.
100,000.
84. For the remainder of this fiscal, 84. 85,000 would be sufficient.
If he's unable to locate one through a temp agency and he is able to do it on a temporary basis through the county, Is that something that you want to approve now, or do you want him to come back and ask?
I don't think he's going to be able to find the counselors through the agency.
He's going to try that first.
I don't know.
I think he's going to try a temp agency first, but if we're unable to do the counselor, do you want him to come back if he is unable?
Under the not to exceed 85.
So that's my question. Are you worried about the funding or the source?
No.
The funding more.
Okay. So we're going to have not to exceed an ARPA amount, and then you can look through a try to obtain through a temp agency, but if you don't and you need to directly hire, as long as it's a temporary person that you're hiring,
right,
we'll go from there.
Okay.
Positions, you say in your ask, though, positions are needed to address increase in mental health defendants ordered by the courts to probation. $149,406 is still needed to fund salaries. That, and is that off the table now?
Yeah, it was a misprint.
That was annualized.
Okay.
So not to exceed $85,000.
Through this fiscal, September 30th.
Till September 30th.
Yep.
All right. It is going to take it from ARPA funds. And do we have a motion? We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Commissioner Walker, on Precinct 1's ask.
Are we going to go ahead and defer?
Defer it.
Okay.
Well, the Constable Precinct 1.
We'll defer that one.
Okay. All right. So those are the actions that we needed to take action on. Are there any, now, as we are winding up here, are there citizens here who would like to make general comments about any particular topic? Yes. If you would please state your name for the record and the topic of discussion. Also, please note we have 3 minutes.
Can I approach the bench, please?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kristen Plaisance. I'm a resident of Montgomery County, Precinct 4. I'm going to be talking to you today about election integrity. I greatly appreciate the actions that all of you have taken so far to defend my constitutionally protected and God-given rights against corporate and government tyranny. It is true that our county, throughout this whole mess, has been freer than most, but we are not free yet. The most fundamental freedom is the freedom to choose our elected officials through secure, transparent, accountable, and unmanipulated elections. When there is no integrity in elections and selected officials are not beholden to the people, that is a breeding ground for abuse and tyranny. This is exactly what we see happening today in our country, and this is only the beginning. This issue is not going away. It is time for every government official to face this issue head on. On November the 23rd, 1 week from today, there will be a lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court that will show the true state of our elections in this country. It will be historic and shocking. I'm tired of hearing that there couldn't have been any issues in this county or that county because Trump won that county. This election was not stolen from Donald Trump. This election was stolen from the people of the United States of America. It was stolen from us. And there were also many down ballot erases that were also affected. It doesn't matter who won. It only matters if my vote and my neighbor's votes counted as they were cast and that they were not canceled out by fraud, no matter what our political parties are. I'm tired of hearing that cheating happens in every election. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and we have to say enough is enough and no more. We have to fix this. I encourage every one of you to read the lawsuit. It will be public record, and to ask yourself very seriously what you are going to do from this day forward to help fix this mess. read the truth about the vulnerabilities in the election and make all changes necessary in our county to make it super easy for people to vote, but really, really hard for someone to cheat. Citizens across our country are uniting to fight this tyranny and hold elected officials accountable in every legal and peaceful way that are secured to us by our Constitution. We will not stop fighting, and we now expect our officials to fight with us. This is the litmus test for the 2022 primaries. This must be fixed before that election occurs. If you fight for us, we will fight for y'all. We will fight with y'all. I look forward to working with you, and I eagerly await your action. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you did, I missed it. Would you restate your name for the record, please?
Kristen Plaisance.
Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other comments? Yes.
Good morning. My name is Cindy Phillips, and I'm a resident of Montgomery County. Last week, I addressed this court regarding Governor Abbott's signing of SB 8, which deals with the appropriations of funds. These funds do include the coronavirus relief funds that were deemed in the American Rescue Plan of 2021, which come with strings attached. Anyone accepting these funds will be held contractually liable to the federal government via federal statutory and or regulatory requirements, federal executive orders, policies, procedures, and directives. Again, we are aware of Governor Abbott's executive order GA-39 banning any vaccine mandates by state or private entities in Texas. However, according to the language found in the contract, there's very real reason to believe that abusive potential is built into the contract with the U.S. Department of Treasury, coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds. It is for this reason we are asking that this court would adopt a resolution to make Montgomery County a sanctuary county against COVID-19 vaccine mandates to protect its citizens from an egregious overreach by the federal government. I'm also addressing this court today to shine light into an area of darkness that is being largely ignored by our government officials, most certainly on the federal level, but highly likely in the state and local levels as well. More than 800,000 American citizens have been injured by the COVID-19 vaccines. This is a very real thing. Some of them with permanent disabilities. I am in the process of researching right now how many of these citizens live right here in Montgomery County, but I am aware of a number of them who do. Most of these citizens are being silenced or ignored because it causes questioning of the narrative that these vaccines are, quote, safe and effective, end quote. This brings me to the citizens who were given a potential voice by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson via his recent roundtable entitled Expert Panel on Federal Vaccine Mandates. The full video of this official roundtable that took place in our nation's capital earlier this month can be viewed on Rumble by searching for Senator Johnson's Roundtable, dated November 1st, 2021. These brave American citizens volunteered to join the COVID-19 vaccine trials and experienced life-altering reactions. Most can no longer work and provide for their families. Not only have the CDC and the NIH not upheld their end of the agreement to take care of their medical bills, but most of these citizens have been largely erased from the trial documentation. Senator Johnson invited them to give their testimonies, as he also invited key government officials, which included Dr. Anthony Fauci. He also invited all media outlets to attend. Not one single government official, nor any mainstream media outlets, showed up to hear the heartbreaking stories of these innocent victims. Many of these federal government entities and media outlets are directing the current narrative that these vaccines are safe and effective. This should alarm every American citizen, because any one of us could join the ranks of these vaccine-injured fellow citizens should we be mandated to receive this vaccine. I'm almost finished. Do I have one more? 30 seconds? 10 seconds? 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Okay. I highly encourage everyone to watch this full roundtable video on Rumble and share it with everyone you know. These Americans deserve to have their voices at least heard. This is the least we can do for them. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for bringing that to us. Cindy, we appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to make comments on any of our topics or anything else today? If there is none, then we're going to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Adjourn. Second? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.